the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Week one of the high school football season in the books this past Friday. Both the Carbon Dinos and Emory Spartans suffering similar fates, falling 21-14. Tomorrow, we'll talk Emory High School football and begin previewing Friday's contest right here on KOAL as Emory takes on Summit Academy. Today, we are going to focus on the Carbon Dinos. Much improved from last year's season opener against Manti, which ended in a 42-0 loss for the Dinos. This year on the road, 21-14. Terrific games from Colin Lewis and also Nate Olson. Ashton Larson was also very good in this contest as well. Joining us over the phone to talk a bit about it, we have head coach Josh Huntsman. Coach, always a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
Definitely, Coach. I always look forward to talking some Carbon football with you. And we got the season off and rolling this past Friday. Unfortunately, not a win for Carbon, but I mean, the improvement was obvious on the field. You guys suffer a 7-point loss to Manti on the road. Tough environment, traditionally a very good football program, a well-coached team under Coach Meekum, and you guys actually outplayed them for the majority of the contest.
You know, it was a good ball game. We prepared well. Our kids did what they needed to do. We made a couple mistakes, and those mistakes cost us a football game.
How unfortunate is it to be in a game like that on the road and be able to go back and point to one or two aspects and say, okay, or one or two key plays, key moments, and say, this is why we didn't win the football game? Because in the past, I mean, against Manti, we're talking about 42-0 setbacks. This time you go on the road, and I mean, we take out a couple of plays, you win the game.
I completely agree. You know, we thought we had prepared well enough, you know, and we knew that we were in shape. We knew that going into it, you know, we had a good game plan put together. And, you know, you just make those mistakes. You know, you have a special teams mistake that hurts you. And then you have, you know, it's hard when one aspect of the game pulls away from the other two aspects of the game. So when your special teams pulls away from your defense and your offense, you know, it makes it a little bit difficult, makes it a little bit hard to swallow.
We always talk about offense, and we're going to get to some of the offensive contributors in just a moment, but I do want to talk about Colin Lewis on the defensive side of the ball. Finishes with 10 tackles, had 2 sacks, an interception, and he took that interception back about 40 yards for a touchdown. That is a dominating performance.
Yeah, it was definitely a dominating performance. You know, both of our defensive ends, he and Chance LeChemin, both of them played really, really well. They harassed their quarterback all night long. If it wasn't Colin in the backfield, it was Chance in the backfield. So we were pleased with their performance.
How much of what you guys want to do defensively will, you know, depend on your guys' ability to get to the quarterback? How much of what you guys want to accomplish defensively will rely on these two guys getting to the quarterback around the outside?
You know, it's definitely going to rely on it, because if we can get those two in the lap of the quarterback all night long, it gives an opportunity for our defensive backs and our linebackers to you know, get their coverages correct and make sure that they stay with people. And so, I mean, everything that we do is going to depend on our defensive line getting with the quarterback.
If we move over to the offensive side of the ball, Nate Olson picks up right where he left off. 100-yard rusher, 24 carries, 101 yards and a touchdown. How did you assess Nate's performance in the game?
Nate's performance was good. We need to give the ball to a couple other people just so that we can, you know, set him up a little bit better. You know, 24 times they knew who the ball was going to. We only get Colin Lewis the ball 5 times. And so with that, we need to be more balanced in our running attack between our fullback and our tailback. I think if we give the ball a little bit more inside to Colin, I think that opens up the edge for Nate. So we've got to make a conscious effort to spread the ball out just a little bit. I think Nate will actually gain more yards if we give the ball to Colin a little bit more.
How much does spreading the ball around on the ground, how much will that actually affect your passing game? Because Noah Jones in this contest did complete a couple of passes, but only threw for 8 yards. And I don't know how much you guys actually want to establish through the passing game, but I mean, all in all, how important is it to spread it around on the ground to open things up for Noah?
You know, it's extremely important. We ran into a little issue with that game. Noah got hit on the wrist. Wrist swelled pretty good after the first pass he threw. And he came to the sideline and says, "Coach, I don't know how well I can throw the thing." And so we kind of tailored off throwing the ball and, you know, decided if, you know, we should try to work on that ground attack. And then hopefully, you know, the swelling's gone down in the wrist. He's been throwing a little bit better ball this week, so we're going to, you know, go back to it a little more.
You have eight more games before you get to the state tournament. So in your mind as a head coach, how many games can this team win if you're only giving up 21 points a game on defense?
You know, I'm shooting for the region win first. You know, we need to get one of those region wins. If we get a region win, we're going to be in good shape. But I think this team is capable of between five and six wins this season.
Well, again, I mean, you go on the road and you play Manti extremely tough. Coach Cole Meekum is a guy that I definitely respect. I know he's well-respected throughout the state of Utah. What was your conversation like with him following this game?
Man, he came up and he says, you know, he goes, 2 years ago, he says, we go up 21-6 beginning of the third. He says, by the end of the third, we're up 41-6. He says, your team played really, really well. And I says, well, he says, I felt like we had you on the ropes a couple times. He says, yeah. He goes, I've never run a draw on 3rd and 20. So there was an opportunity in the ball game where he knew he couldn't get a first down. And so he ran a draw and set up a punt. And so that was something that we were, you know, really excited about, is we actually forced them to do something that they didn't want to do.
You and I have talked about baby steps for this program over the last couple of years. The fact that you guys trimmed it to a one-possession lead in the fourth quarter is something that has not happened in quite some time. And in my opinion, I know you didn't get the win, but that's something in itself right there. That's an accomplishment in itself, these kids playing through the fourth quarter.
You know, it was extremely important, but what would have even been better is if, you know, the punt doesn't come back on the block in the back and we actually have the lead going in the fourth quarter. That would have... You know, that would have, I think, built a lot of confidence in our kids. But, you know, the one thing that I took away from this game is our kids get quit. And there were many opportunities for them to say, you know what, we're done. And they just kept fighting. We actually had the ball back with 5 seconds left in the ball game with a chance to throw a deep ball to try to win it. And so our kids competing, you know, all the way through four quarters, that was a huge improvement from where we've been. And we were excited for, you know, the effort that our kids put in.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, what was practice like for you guys yesterday?
You know, it was good. We condensed the playbook down just a little bit. We threw out the plays that we knew wouldn't work. And so now we're just focusing and concentrating on getting the stuff in that we think will be effective against Payson.
From what I can remember, Coach, Payson has a very talented quarterback. Didn't have a whole lot of success running the football last year. But what do you know about this Payson team?
Payson, they throw the ball a lot. They threw it about 65% of the time throughout the last year. They threw it quite a bit in their first game. Decent running attack. Quarterback has a decent arm. Throw a lot of short passes and just try to let the receivers make plays.
Yeah, from what I remember from last year watching this team play, they got great quarterback play.
They do. And, you know, he was young last year, and he's grown into his body a little bit more, and he actually throws a pretty decent ball. And you know, if we can get to him, I think we can rattle him. I think our defensive line can play a good ball game against him.
This is kind of going away from what's happening on the field, but I want to talk about your field. Coach, the field at home looks absolutely beautiful for those who have not seen it yet. It's the best shape this field has been in quite some time, and that definitely is a true testament to home field advantage, right, on Friday?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, we've worked really hard over the summer to try to keep that field in great shape. We've watered it quite a bit. We planted seed last year that has taken this year, and so there's no dirt patches in the grass. It's actually, in my opinion, it's probably one of the better fields in the state of Utah right now.
Yeah, it looks absolutely fantastic. I'm sure the kids are excited to get back out on that field and perform in front of the hometown crowd. Yeah, Coach, for the remainder of this week, still got a couple of days before you guys dive into Friday's action. What do you try to accomplish in practice over the next few days?
We got to keep our energy level up. We've got to keep the kids running. We've got to keep the conditioning up so that we can actually play through four quarters. We're going to have our JV group's going to go out Thursday, and so that will condense our varsity down to probably 25, 26 kids that will be suited up Friday night. And so we've got to keep up the conditioning, got to keep them moving, got to keep them advancing forward so that this season will be a productive one for us.
You mentioned Noah's wrist. How is it today, and do you expect him to be at full strength on Friday?
Yeah, it's fine today. The swelling's pretty much gone. Not a lot of discomfort in the throws that he made yesterday. you know, actually looked pretty good. So we're pretty excited moving forward.
Did you pay attention, Coach, to some of the other 3A scores from throughout the week? The 3A North goes 2-4 to open up the season. Did you pay attention to those? Did you pay attention to the 3A North scores at all, Coach, over the weekend?
A little bit. You know, it's super early, so once we get a little bit closer to our region play, then we start noticing it a little bit more. You've got teams that are playing up divisions, down divisions, and so it's been kind of interesting looking at them. You know, some of the teams that lost that you didn't think would lose, and some of the teams that won that you didn't think would win. It was interesting seeing it, but you know, you can only take it one game at a time, and you worry about pacing, you know, next week, and then once we get to that region play, we'll start worrying about those teams.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to talk some Carbon High School football with you. Thank you again for taking out the time and your busy schedule to call in, and best of luck this Friday. I know we'll talk again real soon.
I definitely appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call today.
Definitely my pleasure, Coach. Tomorrow, we're going to flip over and we'll talk Emory High School football with Coach John Fumalo. We've got to get out for a quick commercial break. When we return, we're going to talk NFL football. The Denver Broncos have named a starting quarterback, and maybe we'll see an increased workload of Jamal Charles. Plenty of storylines floating around the Denver Broncos. We'll talk about that when we return.